Hello, everybody. I'm George Myland. Well, welcome to my channel. Commenting on what was announced by the government in South Britain about requiring every policeman and policewoman to have a license if they want to continue to serve as an officer. And that was announced by the Home Office the other day. So policing, is it devolved from Westminster to Wales in some regards or not? I know certainly police have powers of arrest throughout the United Kingdom. An officer from the police officer of Northern Ireland, he or she could arrest someone in Scotland. A police officer from the Met could arrest someone in Ulster and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So they already go through rigorous training, is at least a year. And you have to have a degree to be a police officer. They only introduced that 20 something years ago. I know someone who joined the police in the 1980s. That was highly unusual. And if somebody had a degree, then he or she was likely to be promoted out of being a beat bobby into the CID pretty quick. But, you know, these just about anybody can read and get a degree these days. And so it's a rigorous training, I'm told. I've never been a police officer myself. Unfortunately, I mean, it's kind of too intellectualized. A lot of it is sort of leftist ideology and racist, racist, racist. Everything is racist. Everyone is racist. You just have to repeat this sub-Marxist gobbledygook to be in the police, and trans awareness courses, and so much as administrative. There was what was it called, the secret policeman. I used to read those books about how frustrating, how pointless it was, the form after form after form to fill out, taking away from frontline duties. But it's throughout the public sector, increasing the private sector, just the blob, just wasting people's time with this futility of collating worthless information and not doing the actual job. So no wonder the crime is exploding. At least murder is down, but that's probably to the doctors saving the wounded more than the police. But anyway, police officers, they want to continue in their occupation, will have to demonstrate they have got skills such as dealing with violence against women and girls. I mean, almost as though the police don't want to do that anyway. Do you really think they come in there today because they want to commit violence against women and girls or indifferent to it? I really don't think so. And how is violence against women and girls different from violence against boys and men? I mean, violence is violence, isn't it? And so on. And of course, violence generally is bad news. And as I proved before, a high majority of the murder victims are men, something like 75%. And I don't want it to be, I'd rather it was zero. It doesn't particularly concern me. It's more men than women, and so on. And obviously the perpetrators are overwhelmingly men as well, so on. So this is a scheme to keep their skills up, but they had to be removed. I mean, we don't have enough police officers. We struggle to recruit them. People are being blocked. People are being thrown out because they cracked a joke in questionable taste, which is absolutely preposterous, and so on. So it's going to be very costly. It's going to take up a lot of their time. So they're not going to be fighting crime because they'll be just filling out these forms or reading these books and so on. Wow. It's just a feminist twaddle just taking it over. A license to practice. They already have their warrant card and so on. And the same program across 43 police forces. I don't have a strong view whether they should be different county constabularies or not. North Britain's got a single one called Police Scotland. I don't know why they don't call it Scottish Police and so on. Okay. So the Minister, Sarah Jones, was announcing it. Every police officer needs to remain match fit to protect their communities. As crimes evolve, we expect the police to evolve more quickly. Close quotation. She's the crime and policing minister. Well, they are trying to evolve, and obviously there's cybercrime and things like that. Okay, so they have to be able to do this. But anyway, the Metropolitan Police Federation, and this was a few times I agree with them, said it'll be expensive, time-consuming tick-mock exercise. Definitely. They said the training they have is already good enough. I have many, many complaints about the police, but not about their training, how they deal with situations, trying to use minimum force, de-escalate situations, and so on, how they have to prioritise. They're meant to be courteous no matter how many rude people are to them, and they have to deal with very, very difficult people, with mentally ill people, with people who are drunk or on drugs and so on. But, you know, sometimes I've seen them being rude. I've seen police brutality against a children's rights demonstrator and so on. That's it. And then in vetting decisions, determining someone suitable or not to be in the police, the commissioner, the police in the metropolis, i.e. the London police, he said he will take unproven allegations to block people. So someone could be an outstanding police officer. He or she's not going to have a chance because he was lied about. Unfair, isn't it? And so on. Okay. But some people have applauded the plans. So I think it's just really unnecessary. So it's going to cost more money. Where's the money going to come from? Which budget are you going to cut? Or where are you going to raise the revenue? So they're going to spend time doing this. So they're not going to be catching murderers. They're not going to be finding people who are kidnapped. They're not going to be finding lost children. They're not going to be investigating rape or child abuse because just because they're going to be, reading your books and sitting your stupid exams. It really is preposterous. So the police, I wouldn't say they use excessive force. That's one of the good things about them. In most years, the police in the United Kingdom don't kill a single person, which is good. And I realize the police, they occasionally need to kill people, very occasionally, which they very, very rarely do so. And they're very reluctant to use force, only use force when unavoidable, which is the right attitude. I don't want them shooting people dead willy-nilly like in the USA. But it's yet another preposterous gimmick. It's yet more excessive bureaucracy. It's yet more ideological imposition from Labour and trying to make the police even more of a weapon of the far left. And there have been surveys proving that the public sector does have a far left prejudice. It attracts people into it who are left wingers anyway. And there's the endless reinforcement of leftist tropes. Goodness, long gone are the days when there were mostly working class Tories. What do you think? We don't need this license to police, just like Michael Gove, Lord Gove, over-opinionated prick, blowhard, who was always mouthing off about things about which he knew nothing, ultra-crepidarian, said about teachers who had to be a master's degree profession, which never ever happened, thankfully. So you're going to make it even more difficult. Are you going to pay them 20% more? And they're going to have to fund this themselves? Your government's going to fund it? We never heard that one. It was just another stupid idea. They're going to be a license to teach, an MOT. So there's already a recruitment crisis. You're going to make it even worse. You're going to kick out people who are excellent just because they don't want to go through your stupid and totally unnecessary MOT. Because it's not like teaching fundamentally changes from one year to the next or even through time, really. The technology moves on. Likewise, policing. Some things are eternal. We never heard about that. All these stupid ideas. When what needs to happen with government is just let people in various occupations just back off and let them get on with it. Remember, a teacher said to me decades ago, why don't we just do what we're supposed to be doing and not endlessly justifying it, not producing stacks and stacks of paperwork, which are no use to anybody, just to create job titles for middle management. Anyway, it is something that really enervates me, as you can see. And it's just getting worse. And when the Conservative Party was in office, supposedly the party of small government, to shrink the size of the state, to have a bonfire of regulations, and didn't do it, did precisely the opposite. At least I expect this rubbish from Labour. We maybe, just maybe, they can be talked out of it. But no, they're going to run with this. They've got to be in their bonnet. That they think that, shrieking feminist slogans at them is somehow going to solve problems. So it will, no, it won't. It'll just aggravate them. All right. I mean, can you think of a police officer who's been an outspoken right winger or anti-feminist in recent decades? I can't. They're all to be feminists. Feminism, fine, you be feminist. Why can't people be anti-feminist? I'm not saying I'm an anti-feminist, but, only people of one mindset are allowed there. And then everybody's called racist, even though they're always screaming they're anti-racist. It just doesn't make sense, does it? It's loony leftism. Well, typical.